am Pierre Lumumba here at the Kibenda Tea Estate in Limuru in Kiambu County in the Republic of Kenya. As we discuss Africa, it is also proper that we discuss her in the context of her collaboration with different foreign agencies. And the agency that has caught the imagination of the world is USAID, sometimes referred to in many African countries as USAID. This organization, founded during the Kennedy administration in 1961, must be seen for what it was intended to do, particularly at that time when the United States of America was beginning to assert herself in the world. And with regard to Africa, it was happening at a time when African countries were beginning to regain their independence in large numbers. Of course, prior to that, Sudan had regained her independence in 1956 and Ghana in 1957, and thereafter a host of other countries. And countries required support, genuinely so. So the grand agenda of the USAID at that time is better known to the Americans. But what we know that it became the instrument via which the government of the United States of America was interacting not only with governments in the early days, but much later, with the advent of non-governmental organizations, it started interacting with non-governmental organizations in the continent of Africa and indeed in different parts of the world. But the question has emerged, and it is a relevant question, of what value, if any, has been the USAID to the continent of Africa? Has it helped the continent of Africa? Has it served the continent of Africa well? Of course, there are different commentators who will take different views. But we have a saying in Kiswahili, Mgala muue lakini haki yake mpe. In other words, you kill the gala man, but give him credit for the good that he has done. It is in that context that I must start by saying that it cannot be denied that over the years, USAID has indeed contributed positively in different sectors, and one can identify those sectors. In the area of health, the USAID has been present in many countries supporting people during the days of HIV/AIDS, and even now, as we are in the 21st century, there are many governments, many organizations that survive because USAID has been giving money in the health sector, whether it is preventive health, whether it's curative health, and the contribution indeed has saved many African governments the burden of bearing this particular task with the meager resources that they have. So that has been a major contribution, and indeed does continue to be a major contribution. The USAID has been present in the area of agriculture. Of course, these some say that they have been participants in introducing genetically modified seeds. But if you ask those who are hungry and those who want to survive, there is all kudos for the USAID. In the area of education, it has also been very present, not only in construction of schools, and I know this as a fact, but also in provision of food for individuals in the semi-arid and arid areas in different parts of Africa. And one can argue that indeed there are very few African countries that have been spared. That in itself is indicative of the role that USAID has played. But there are those who argue that to the extent that USAID has given these crutches to African countries and African governments, they have not allowed African governments to take responsibility. And that in fact, because of the support that they have given, They have left money which is unutilized to be taken by thieving African civil servants and politicians, and those who believe and argue that aid sometimes does keep people in a permanent state of servitude, are quick to say that to the extent that USAID has been involved, it has also weakened the Africans and has ensured that they remain perpetually in diapers because they are not allowed to take responsibility. But we now know, courtesy of American politicians, that USAID was also a conduit via which the American government was deploying intelligence officers. We now know, courtesy of officials in the United States, particularly after the coming into office of Trump too, that the USAID has been used to engage in nefarious activities. We now know that the USAID, in a manner of speaking, has been like the Trojan horse, and that the good that they have been doing has also been underlined by other activities which have not been beneficial to a number of African countries. They have been mentioned adversely in conflicts in northern Nigeria. They have been mentioned adversely in other conflict areas. They have been mentioned adversely in a number of countries, which begs the question that if the activities of the USAID are placed on a scale, would it be argued that the good outweighs the bad? I must say that the jury is out and will remain out for a long time. But in the long term, there are those who argue, and I'm in that category, that to remain a beggar for all times, to remain a beggar begging the things that you can do for yourself, is not a good thing. And those who belong to the school that I also subscribe to are saying that indeed the decision by the government of the United States is a wake-up call to African governments that the time is now for us to use our resources to address critical areas. And it's not lost on me that the areas that the USAID was focusing on are the very areas which constituted the things that we said we would address when we were seeking to regain our independence. In many countries, the clarion call was that we would have education made in our own image. We said that we would deal with health, which is underlined by our own efforts. We said that we would feed ourselves through agriculture. We said that we would eliminate ignorance. And indeed, if you look at a number of decisions that have been made in the continent of Africa, the decision has always been that we must ensure that we use our resources for our benefit. If you look at the Malabo Declaration on Agriculture and even the more recent 2025 decisions on agriculture in Kampala, Uganda, the decisions on fertilizer in Kenya, these are areas of agriculture which we benefit from organizations such as USAID, but we can deal with ourselves. If you look at the area of health, under the Abuja Declaration in the 2000s, countries did undertake that they would utilize 15% of their budget to support health sectors. Why is it that we have not done so? It is because we have been depending on USAID for this kind of support. If you look at the area of education and look at the budgets that are being utilized by our governments, perhaps the reason why we have not upped our ante in this regard is because we have been depending on this support from USAID. In dead aid, Dambisa says, among other things, that these agencies, including the USAID, have activities which have what I may describe as a soporific effect. Soporific to mean sleep-inducing effect, because they keep you in a state where you are fed with things that you do not work for, and therefore in the fullness of time you forget, refuse, and or neglect to apply yourself in a manner that is beneficial to the state and the people. And I believe that the time is now that Africa must lift herself by her bootstraps. We have enough resources, and this is the opportunity to tell ourselves that if our politicians stop stealing and keeping these resources in different parts, particularly in Western Europe, the money that they steal and take away from the continent of Africa can replace the money that USAID gives the continent of Africa. I'm saying that if our government stops the wastage, then the money that is saved by the from the wastage can be applied to replace the money that we have been receiving from USAID. So USAID, the time is now to go, and that time will give the continent of Africa the opportunity to mature into doing things for themselves. If there is one thing for which I praise Donald Trump, is the decision to clip our wings so that they may grow anew in fresh splendor, that we may fly on our own motion and with wind from the continent of Africa. So one may say, farewell thee, USAID, because Africa needs your departure that she may rise of her own motion. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. We continue with our interrogation of things African, but the conversation continues apace. Let us say bye-bye in the knowledge that we'll be back again to continue the debate, or is it the discussion, but back again regardless.